Okay, this is getting complicated for me. Let's try and make a little bit of Seder. And again, I'm not sure I'm going to get to all the marmakomos, but I do want to tomorrow move on, so we will be, or whenever we meet next, Wednesday, move on. But let us try and get a handle on, we have a teal tomorrow morning, I believe. Anyway, so let us get some Seder. So the Gemara... What? Okay, the Gemara tells us that we have a question about the bracha of Milah. And when it comes to the bracha of Milah, the Nusach seems to be ala Milah. Why? Hasam heiki nema. Nema lamul. You can make a bracha lamul. Lo sagya delav iumar. So Rashi explains. Lo sag lav iumar. Alav hamitzah mutelas. Valo alavim mutal. The mitzah is on the father, not on the moel, as we learned in Maseches Kiddushin. And since the mitzah is on the father, not on the moel, the moel is performing the mitzvah, so the mitzvah, the bracha is going to be al hamila. You only make a bracha lamul when it's your mitzvah, when it's chovas hagavra on you. If someone else is performing the mitzvah and it's not their mitzvah, then the bracha gets knocked down to an al hamila. And then the Gemara continues with the Shaka V'Tarya, which we'll have to get into in some detail in coming days. But then the Gemara concludes, bottom line, that the halacha is, we're debating, levar, everyone says la'abar, mashma, albir is a machlokas, whether la'abar or not, the hilchasa, and the maskana sagamara is albir chametz. That you can, and you can make a bracha, albir chametz. And Rashi explains, that the hilchasa albir, nami la'abar mashma, is albir is also l'habo mashma, v'gabe mila nami lo shna, and by mila as well, doesn't make a difference whether it's avia ben me'inish da'alma, whether it's the avia ben or moel. In both cases, since albir is l'habo mashma, al mila nami kilamul domi. So l'maskanas ha'gemara, when the Gemara had that line up top, that if you hold Leva'er, how do we explain ala Mila? So that's because who's doing the Mila? The Moel's doing the Mila. But if indeed the father is doing the Mila, what would be the halacha? Lamul. But that's only according to Mandarim, it says what? Leva'er is Lahaba Mashma, but Albir is? Meikara Mashma. But now that we've established that Albir is acceptable, that Albir is also what? Laba mashma, then what is the proper bracha when a father is doing the mitzvah mila? Answer? Either way. According to Rashi, you could say lamul, you could say al hamila. They are both laba mashma, they are both bona fide and valid formulations of bracha. Yeah.
Rashi seems to be a little bit redundant in how he explains the al and the father is like any other person. He's expressing the point.
It's okay.
Rashi's talking about when the father is the moel.
So when the father is the moel, lamul works or al amila works, says Rashi.
Rashi says that the father is like everyone else and says al.
The father is, no, in other words, once, now that we've established albir,
right,
so it's also laba mashma,
right.
So now, just like a moel is going to say alamila, must say alamila, because it's not his mitzvah,
okay.
So to the father can say alamila. And alamila is dami kilamul dami. Now we might choose for uniformity, we'll see la halacha, but a father will also say ala mila. Now, is that how the Rambam put it? What did the Rambam say? Remind me.
It's for yourself.
Right. So the Rambam, lehalacha, lemaskana, does not learn like Rashi. And the Rambam continues to accept that havamina the Gemara and says that if the father is doing the mila, then what's the bracha? Lamul. If it's your house and you're putting up the mezuzah, what's the bracha? Likvoa. If it's the moel who's fulfilling the mila, or I'm putting up a mezuzah in someone else's house, then it's... In other words, the Rambam, Limaskana, maintains the split between something that is personal to me and that is someone else's. Rashi says at the end of the day, we can create uniformity, and even the father can go ahead and say, Al Hamil. Okay. Now, what I want to delve into a little bit over here is this Tosis. It's a one-line Tosis, and it seems to be innocuous enough, but I think there's a lot going on over here, and it is not clear in my head, so this is going to be a big chavrusa today. Okay? That's the plan. So take a look at Tosis Dimasa Lo. So Tosis writes, Lo Sagi de la Vimor. It's not his mitzvah. It's not the Moel's mitzvah. Da al ha'av mutal ki de pireish ha'kuntris. Avol ha'mol geirim. Lamules ha'geirim. Shehamivarech chayav lamul kemo ha'av hama. That's a pretty interesting chiddush. So says Tosis, what bracha does the Moel make when it comes to Geirus? So the bracha that is made by the, in other words, let's do this. Okay, we'll go Yisrael, Av, Moel, Geir, Av.
Random Israel.
Okay, so when it comes to Yisrael, Yisrael, Moel's doing the Mila, what's the bracha? Al Amil. The bracha's Al because?
It's someone else's
obligation. So therefore, the bracha's going to be Av. If it's the Av, what's halacha? So the Rambam says?
Either way works.
And Rashi says?
Either way.
Either way. But the Rambam says Le. If the Moel is doing it, so even according to Rashi, it sounds like somebody Tulsa says this. What's the bracha? The bracha is le, suggesting that it's the Moel's chil. The Moel is like the father. That's striking.
How could it be any other way?
What?
How could it be any other way?
What do you mean?
Who's going to do the meal? Who's the mutual? It can't be him. A guy can't. It can't be the guy, right? So if there's a mitzvah mila, it's got to be on Kol Yisrael. Because no one was designated. Who else could it be?
First of all,
it's on Kol Yisrael by default. When is the meal done?
Once Gary comes in, we have to accept him, right?
So
Kol Yisrael has to be malim. Because he can't be mal himself.
Is it my chiv?
It's everybody's chiv. That's true.
So let's flip for a second. Open up the Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, if I were to ask you, again, according to Rashi and Asugya, what's the difference, again, at the stage one of the Gemara, and which is Lamaskan according to the Rambam? What's the difference between the father and the Achaz? The father is Choba Alav. And the Moel is, what do you want to say about the Moel? I'm nervous about this word Shliach. I'm very nervous about this. But let's just keep it simple. Not his chiv. Okay? I don't want to use the word Shliach, because that's on purpose.
But when there is no father.
Not his chiv.
When there is no father.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's not especially his chiv.
Okay, but it's not his chiv. If it's not his chiv, says Rashi, what's the bracha al amil? Okay? Look at Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says, how does he explain our Gemara? First shot, perish. Lo sagit lo iu mayo. Translate those words literally. He doesn't have to do the mila. Does the Moel have to do the mila?
No.
He doesn't have to. How does Rashi say he doesn't have to? It's not a skill. He doesn't have to. Who has to?
Father.
The father. He, the Moel, doesn't have to. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Look at how Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara, at least in Pshat 1. Peretz, he doesn't have to. Pshat, Peretz, Kemochein, Yochol Acher Lamula. What does that mean? He doesn't have to. Anyone can. Does the Mohel have an obligation?
No.
No. He doesn't have an obligation. Anyone could do it. Not his. He is the same as everyone else. He is the same as everyone else. Rabbeinu Peretz is learning, why does the Mohel make an owl? Because he has the same level as everyone else. In other words, he's tier two. Who else is tier two?
Everyone else.
Everyone's tier two. Since everyone's tier two, what bracha do you make? Awa
mila. This is like shkita. Now, this is like the shkita.
Yafet. Okay, good, good. Now, comes along the Rabbeinu Peretz and says, now let's talk about milas. Gerim. What's the bracha on milas gerim?
La mul.
And now, says our Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm stuck. Why am I stuck? Because the moel, if you learn, so in other words, how are you going to learn la mul according to Rashi Tosis, what the pshat? The pshat is, and this is what Dr. Gelfish Lechora is saying, is that now there's a chiv on who? To have this young, old, ger, whatever, have his bris milah. The chiv is on? I'll call it corporate, not maybe not corporate, Klal Yisrael. It's a chiv on Klal Yisrael. Once it's a chiv on Klal Yisrael, what is the nature of that chiv? Is it a tier one or tier two chiv?
Tier one.
Once it's tier one, what is the proper nusach habracha?
Lamul.
Just like Abba is a tier one chiv. Now in Milas Gerim, Klal Yisrael is a tier one chiv, and therefore the bracha is lamul. However, if you learn like Rabbeinu Peretz, what bracha should the moel make by Gerim? He should make an al. Why should he make an al? Because it's not his alone. Anyone could go ahead and do it. Everyone could go ahead and do it. And therefore, the bracha ought to be al. Since that is not the bracha, he says, I must move away from my pshat and revert back to Rashi's pshat. In other words, what's pushing him towards Rashi? Milas Gerim. Milas Gerim. Before I take your comments, I just want to then, in light of this, look at the Ramban. Because the Ramban is stunning. It's stunning. And I saw this Ramban at about 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what to do with this Ramban, but other than just throw it on the Marmokomos and see what we have to say. But this is a stunning Ramban. So Ramban quotes the Girsa of the Rabbeinu, of the Balos Gedolos. And he says, Moles again. The Mal says, Lamul. And look at the second line. Let's learn inside. Vikoshe alai, Lama tikkun hacham lomar kein lamul. Ma she'en kein bisharni molim, shomalamila. When it comes to everyone else, what's the bracha the Mo makes? Alamila. He's a Moel. So why is he making any other bracha? Hoyalahem lomar al milas gerim. The Efsher. Mipnei she'ikar mitzvahs milas ha-gerim leger atzma. Who's got the chiv over here?
The ger
has the chiv. Shukadol v'hu mamzi atzmo lekach. And he has to
present himself.
V'nimtza kim... Ooh, strange. The lashon is unbelievable. V'nimtza kimalis atzmo. It's as if he is Mal himself. Ma she'en ken b'ktanim ha'nimolim she'en ein lam da'atz v'amitza ein u'tels ala mo'el ha'zeh bilvad. Listen to the Lashon. Whose language is he invoking? He's invoking Rabbeinu Peretz language. Ein ha'mitzvah Elam das a mitzvah enu mitals ala moel hazeh bil vad. Who's the mitzvah on? Everyone. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. Kedemim ma'asekos p'sachim lo sagya delav iu moel. Whose pshat is he giving? Pshat Rabbeinu Peretz. Ve'av agav davi aben avon. Now mi varach ala mila dumi da albir k'nuchasam tamnes v'shum mi mitzvah ef asal yai shliach. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah, says Ramban, keep this in your back pocket. If it's a mitzvah that can be done by the shliach, says Ramban, the bracha is always
even when you're yourself.
Even when you're doing yourself. So when the father is performing a milah on his son, what did the Rambam say? Lamu. What did Rashi say?
Either way.
What does Ramban say? Why? Because if it's Efshar Aydei Shliach, that creates what I will call a degree of, shall we say, depersonalization.
Diffusion.
And then, diffuse responsibility, good. Then, the bracha is up. Okay? Okay. Avokan. Kevan Shekol Agerim. Kiilu hein molin es atzman, afal gav di'inu akati lo chaz lebracha. Can he make a bracha this?
No.
He can't make a bracha. You know why? He's not a Jew. But you know what he has? He has a chiv mila. That's what it says. And who's doing the mila? Al pidin, who's doing the mila? It's kiilu malas atzman. Mikol mokum kem shachovim who tells aleim lo ala mol lefichach Tiknu Lamur. Rabosai, is he giving Rashi's pshat over here? Again, just help me out. I'm talking to myself. I'm doing the chazik myself. According to Rashi, Tosis, why is the bracha Lamur by Gerim? Why is the bracha Lamur by Milas Gerim? Remind me. Because it's a chova on everyone. Meaning it's a tier. One chiyuv on everyone. Everyone is the father of this projected Jew. And therefore, tier one, bracha is lamul. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm stuck. Why am I stuck? Because my pshat is, if it's a communal chiyuv, then the bracha is. But the bracha by Geiris is le. So guess what? The Ramban is going to resurrect the pshat of, the rejected pshat of Rabbeinu Peretz. How so? Because what's he saying? The chiv is not communal. It's not a communal chiv. Who's the chiv on? It's on the ger. Who's doing the mila, if you will, virtually? The ger. And as such, what's the bracha?
Lech.
Now, parenthetical comment. Not parenthetical. What's pshat in Ramban? It's a wild Ramban. So what's pshat in Ramban? So I want to suggest a thought. It's based on a very, 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 very famous Tosas Rit. You all know, you've all learned Maseches Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes, for sure. It is the high school Gemara of choice. You've all learned. Kiddush Daf Chav Tes. Mitzvahs Ha'av Al Haben. Yibola. So, gentlemen, are Nosim Chayavos Lamul Es Benam?
No.
Does a woman have a chiv?
Sipora did it.
But did she have a chiv?
No.
So the Gemara says no. Because the Pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Oso. And the Gemara makes a drasha, Oso velo Oso. All the Rishon pile on and say Vitzarech Iyun Gadol. And he asks the Kasha, why do I need a Gzeres HaKosa? Can you do Mila Balayla? No, it's the Yom HaShmini, Yom HaBasar, so Yom Velo Laila. So if it's Yom Velo Laila, what do we call it? Mitzvah Seishasman Grama. If it's a Mitzvah Seishasman Grama, then I don't need a Gzeres HaKosov. Women are exempt anyway. That's the famous kasha of all Rishon. And they all give different fascinating mahalach.
They have to be a mahalach.
That's why. Who says? So the Tosas Rid says as follows. Mila is not a mitzvah seishas mangro. It's a mitzvah that is chal 24/7. Aye! You come up to a meal during the daytime. The Rid says, you know what the mitzvah Mila is? The mitzvah is, listen carefully, see to it that your son is gemalt. That is the mitzvah. So when you call the mile at night, when you set everything up, you know what the Rid says? That's part of the mitzvah meal, is setting up the process. As such, yeah, the performance of the actual Maisa meal is by day. But the real chiyuv is to see to it that the meal gets done. And as such, it's a mitzvah asay she ein azman grama. And every nigzeres a kasuk to exempt with. I would like to suggest that what the Ramban is saying over here is similar idea. Not exactly the same, but similar idea. Here you have a Gentile who wants to become a Jew. How many mitzvahs is this Gentile obligated in?
Seven.
But now, after this decision has been made, he is what I would call in process. And in process imposes upon him an obligation. What's the obligation?
Process.
To carry through the gerus properly. What is an element of that process? Bris milah. Whose obligation is it?
It's
his. And therefore, it's his chiyuv. And in fact, yeah, the mogul is going to actually do the performance, but the mitzvah is to do gerus properly. That's on him. That's a chiyuv on him. If he wants to go through this process, he's got to do it right. That's an eighth, if you will, mitzvah. And there's even a bracha on that mitzvah. Who makes that bracha? The mogul is going to make that bracha, but essentially, whose bracha is it? It's the Osa HaMitzvah's bracha. And as such, the bracha is lumber. And that is not shlichus. It's not shlichus. One second. Okay. Yafeh. I'm very pleased. I think that's good. I like it. Yes, Yitzi.
I just wanted to. We're saying that the entire process is all about that on the Eved himself. He has to carry out the process, but we know it's on Beis Din.
No, you said it's on Beis Din.
No, it's on
Beis Din. Is the insurance policy. Beis Din is going to make sure that everything's kedasa kedin.
So therefore, they're carrying out the process, and therefore,
just like you have a Masada Kiddushin who makes sure the wedding is done right, but it's the chiv on the chasen kala. So Beis Din is serving in that administrative capacity. It's not a chiyuv on Beis Din.
And then, so that's my first question. And then the second one is Kenny actually mentioned this to me, and at the time I didn't like it, but now I do. He was saying that achirim, if everyone has a chiyuv, then really no one has a chiyuv. And like that seemed to be the same thing here. There was 30,000 Japanese hermit deaths.
Okay, I don't want to talk about the Japanese right now.
No, but it's related.
I ain't seen a comment, but you see not that way. Yes, Kenneth?
How in the world can we say, so two things. One, how in the world can we say that a ger has an eighth mitzvah if he's not yet a Jew? How can we say that you have a chiyuv to go into
understand. I'm talking partially tongue-in-cheek. Once he is in process, then whose obligation is it that this process gets done the right way? Yeah, Beis Din is overseeing it, but what the Ramban is saying is it's on the ger. It's on the ger. Mila is on the ger. Tvila is on the ger.
Fine, okay. And the second question is, when you say that Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv for something, how in the world, like, if we're at a big table, when Rebbe has, you know, 30 of us over for Klal Yisrael, and I say, pass the water. No one's going to pass the water. But if I say, Asaf, please pass the water, then Asaf will pass the water. So if we say there's a chiyuv on everyone...
Which brings us to our next
Marmachal. We don't put Yerim in a line and, you know, look and make sure they have a first meal. That's not what people do. Like, how do we make sure the Klal Yisrael...
Okay, you're asking, Kenny, we love you dearly, but you're not asking a lumdish question. You're asking... A technical, okay, so how do we do it? Well, do it. Don't worry about it. Don't work that out. I'm working in an abstract, understanding the abstraction of the halacha. Not, you'll figure it out. I don't know.
Because of these difficulties, a mechanism had to be made.
Okay, yeah, right? I'm not getting worked up about that. That will ask, okay. Let me, can I go a little weiter? You want me to go weiter? Okay, yes, I will go weiter. Okay. I want to make just a side, just a ha'ara. Where do you think, if I was to ask you to, just a ha'ara, but it's an interesting ha'ara. You are recording the halachos of Milas Ger in the Rambam. Where would you put those halachos? Where he discusses Gerus, or where he discusses the mitzvah of Mila?
Based on what he's saying.
My instinct would be Hilchos Geirus. He doesn't. It's in Hilchos Mila, which in my mind is interesting, very interesting, and suggests, and if you're Medaik in the Ram that I gave, which I'm not going to look at now, but if you're Medaik in there, he also sounds like he's saying there's a mitzvah on the Geir to do Mila. It's Muteles Al Hager. If it's just procedural Bezdin, and it's just Bezdin, then it's Hilchos Geirus. But once we're saying there's some kind of mitzvah on the Geir, so then it perhaps is appropriate to be in Hilchos Mila. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Now, the next rest of Marmukomos are really setting us up for a good half-hour discussion, so we'll see how much of that discussion we have. But take a look at, first of all, there's an interesting Or Zarua. Dr. Gelfish, what kind of physician are you?
Cardiologist.
A cardiologist. But no doubt you would, you could perform a bris milah, no doubt. Were you the mayor for Shmuel Yaakov?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So look at the Or Zarua. Unbelievable, Or Zarua. La halacha, says the Or Zarua. Heicha sha'av yodea lamul. If the father can do it and knows how to do it, he's got to do it. It's his chiv. You can't pass off that chiv. Striking comment, meaning, according to, again, the chov is really, really, really on the father. And it sounds like, from the Or Zarua, if the father knows how, he must. Now, if he doesn't know how, then we go to tier two, which is anyone else. But if he can, he must. Can a father who can just decide to appoint a shliach?
No.
Doesn't sound like. Famous Rush in Maseches Chul. The Rush writes in Maseches Chulin that there is a knas, it's a Gemara, there's a knas midrabanan for what is called chotef mitzvah. If a mitzvah is mine and someone grabs it, seizes it, takes it away from me and jumps the gun, he's taken something from me. He's been mazik me. And as a result, he has to pay for stealing my mitzvah. So, for example, I shecht an animal, a behema, actually a chaya, and there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. Whose mitzvah is the mitzvah of kisui adam? It's a shochet mitzvah. The one who is shofek the Adam has the chiyuv of kisei Adam. If someone else comes along, elbows me out of the way and pours dirt on the Adam, he's got to pay me asara zuv. He's got to pay. That's my mitzvah, not yours. You got to pay. What? He's got to pay knas. Got to pay knas.
Is that what a mitzvah is?
No, a knas. It's not. Mitzvahs are priceless.
Yes.
But we want to disincentivize people from stealing other people's mitzvahs. So that's how it's done. Now, look at the Rush. The Rush says, what if a person has a child, it's the eighth day, and the male, you know, the father's ready to do a milah, and someone seizes the opportunity and performs the mitzvah of Mila in lieu of the father. So Rabbeinu Tam says, let's say I hired a moel to do it. And now another moel comes along and does the Mila. Schaite the mitzvah. So the first moel says, hey, that was my mitzvah. Asora zehuvin. So the Rush says an amazing thing. And just tell me pshat in the Rush. If the father was going to do the milah, and someone's chotev mitzvah has got to pay asora zehuvin. But if the father appointed a moel, and now moel 2 did the mitzvah, no asora zehuvin. And according to the Rush. The Rush says it's in the foolish. Could someone tell him shot? Yeah!
The father can't really give over his field to the mole. If he hires him as well, he's not giving over.
Well, let's start with it. If the father's doing the Mila.
If the father's doing the Mila, it's his field. He's performing.
It's his field.
It's his field. He's doing
tier
that.
One.
Tier one. If someone takes it, then he would have to pay because they don't pay.
For sure. Nothing to talk about. What if a Moel. He appointed a moel. I want you to do the milah. You're my guy.
The moel is not a shaliach. He's not transferring over. He's not transferring over the chiyuv to the moel. He's using the moel as an instrument.
So what is the moel? Give me just two English words.
Tier two.
The moel is tier two. And therefore, at tier two, who's in tier two? Everyone's in tier two. It is not uniquely his mitzvah. And therefore, anyone can go ahead and. And seize it without the knas of asara zehuvin. Says the ksos. I'm doing this fast. Says the ksos. Look at source number 10. The ksos quotes a shach on this simin source number 10. Midivre harosh muchach demishu moel ein rasha litein es beno la'acher lemula. Based on this rush, I'm the father, and I know how to do bris milah. Can I give it to a moel?
No.
I can't give it to a moel. Why can't I give it to a moel?
It's
my chiv. And I can't go from tier one to tier two. Vaharaya asar zehuvin. Vechayv hu ba'atzim lamulo, dumi the kisoy adam. Vechemash divya ramba. Now do we, Dr. Gelfish, you did all your sons? You're a doctor too, right?
Well, I could.
Okay, good. So here we, I bet you could, right?
Missed up.
So, in a case where a father can, says the ksos based on the rush, he can't give it up. He's not allowed to give it up. Which again, I just want to, I'm not just giving you a stam marmakomos. You see how this ties into our sugya? It's all back to Rashi and our sugya. Why, according to Rashi, does a father make a lamul and everyone else makes an al? Because it's uniquely the father's chiyuv. It's the father's chiyuv, tier one, correct. Now, says the shach, I see many people mechabdim la'achal amul benam avshim ba'atzi chom amul uledati him mevatlin mitzvah asei umitzvah gedolah shal milah. You're doing the wrong thing. If you do it yourself and you give it to someone else, shouldn't do it. Wow. And then he quotes the Rambam. What are you talking about? Have you not heard of the concept of shlichus? And shlucho shel adam kamoso? So sure, I have an obligation on the father. But guess what? Can a husband appoint a shliach to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddushin? Mm-hmm. Can a husband deliver a get a shliach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Why can't he appoint a shliach? Shlucho shel adam kamosa.
Who is this?
This is the Darkei Moshe quoted in the Ksos.
Okay, I mean, if we said,
and
is this a
Shach or
not?
Well, no, the Shach says against the Darkei Moshe.
Oh, okay.
You see from the Rush, you can't appoint a Shliach. Darkei Moshe says, what are you talking about? Shlucho shel adam kamosa. We do this all the time. And says the Ksos, look at the sixth to last line. Ula anius daiti, kimi divrei harosh, Shapir Muchach de lo mahani shlichus be mitzvahs mila. There is no, from the Rosh, there's no shlichus by mitzvahs mila. Sha'al ha'av di name it deshir shalom kam osoba ze im kein ki heichi de im ha'av atzen rotzam olo u ba'achar bekit ma dechayr zasham atzar zuvim hachanami im nazar shlucho kem shukhlok lakwoso Mitzah Allah Nizchana de Sucho Kamoso Bahasta Shibacha Bekidma in Sucha Hare Pito Mitzah Say. By Bedilah Shamwa Sazum says the Ksos. Apparently, according to the Rush, there's no shlichus by Mila. Because if there was, it's Mitzah on the father. The Mitzah hire, the father hires a Moel. So now when the Moel is acting at the behest of the father and he's his shliach, whose schiv is he fulfilling?
Father.
He's fulfilling the father's schiv. Is that tier one or tier two?
Tier one.
That's tier one. If it's tier one and now another moel grabs a mitzvah, what should be the din? He should have to pay asar zehuvin.
To the father.
To the father. Right, to the father. So, the fact that the Rush says he does not have to pay asar zehuvin, what does that mean? Is that there's no such thing as shlichus. There is no shlichus. So therefore the Moel, if he's doing it, is tier two, which means he's no different than anyone else. And he doesn't, and he what? And he would not have to pay if someone's not. So, where am I at now? So I have one last comment that I want to make, and then we'll call it a shir, or at least a chatzi shir. So, is there shlichus by Mila or not?
No.
And how do you know when you can be memana a shliach for a mitzvah and when you can't? Again, I want to just, I'm emphasizing this point. Do you see how this discussion stems from our sugya? Because if you argue that the mitzvah is the father's, and hence the bracha is lamul, and once it goes down to the moel, the bracha now shifts to alamila, perhaps we're moving into
tier two.
If you hold there is shlichus, then the moel is still operating at
tier one.
And therefore, what bracha should he make? Should break a bracha of lamul. But if he's operating at tier two, ala mila, is there shlichus by the mitzvah of mila? Seemingly, argues the Ksos in the Rush that what?
No shlichus.
So when the moel is operating, who's he operating like?
Tier two.
He's operating tier two.
He's fulfilling his obligation as part of tier two. If there is shlichus, he's operating at
tier one.
So yes, shlichus, no shlichus. Right? Yes, slichus, no slichus. So I'm just going to tell you what we have. What? That's true. So I'm going to just quickly. Source 11 is a very, very famous Tosfos Rim. Famous Tosfos Rim. At Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis, the Tosfos Rim says a famous distinction which you all have heard of. He wants to know, can I fill sukkah with a shliach? No. Tefillin with a shliach? No. Why not? A mitzvah shechiyuva hamokom lasos begufo? If it's a mitzvah shebegufo, heyach yipater al yedei shliach. Lo yasekul? I'm not going to do anything and my friend's going to sit in a sukkah for me when I have to sit in a sukkah? So he makes this distinction. You'll see it inside. Okay, what about Bris Mila? Is it a mitzvah shebegufo?
Well,
let's talk about a father. Is it a mitzvah shebegufo?
No.
I could certainly argue, says the Ksos, that the mitzvah is on the father, not to see to it that gets done. Remember Gerim? Yes, go back to Gerim. I shot in Tosfos, and who was it? In the Ramban. According to the Milas Gerim, according to what we said in the Ramban, is it a mitzvah shebegufo? Does he have to do it? What is his mitzvah?
To see to it that it gets done.
Okay, so he can have a moel actually do it. But what about the father? Perhaps the father has a mitzvah shebegufo. To do what? To do it. In which case, can you point to shliach?
Yes.
No. Because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. And whose position would that be then? The Ksos, according to, he's not saying the Rosh.
Last comment.
I just want you to see on your own tonight. We have nights here tonight?
Yeah.
Hashem. Tonight's Monday night. Why not? Of course. So you look at the Kovet Shiurim. You look at the Machane Ephraim. I just threw in a couple of minutes from Marmakoma. But the Kovet Shiurim, Marach HaRazua says this as well. You all say. The Kovet Shiurim says, when do you have a mitzvah you can appoint a shliach when not? Say it again.
Totsa'ah
versus Maisa. What is the Iker agenda of the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah whose Iker agenda is chalos? Or is it a mitzvah whose Iker agenda is maisa? What's the Iker agenda of Kiddush and Gerushin?
Chalos.
So do I have to do it, or can anyone generate the chalos? So one could argue, not like the Ksos. What about Bris Mila? What's the Iker agenda? The Iker agenda of Mila is? No. I would say it's chalos. And as a result, what? Exactly. No, I understand. But now he's a new status. Now he's not an aura. He's no longer an aura. New status, I understand. But the Iker could be chalos, therefore shliach. Last point I want to make, again, you'll see it inside. This is the Kovet Shiurim and also the Marach HaRazua. Last point, very quickly. I have a roof with no fence. So sometimes the mitzvah is so chalos oriented, so result oriented. This is what the Machane Ephraim writes. You don't even need a shliach to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, if a guy puts up a fence for me on my roof, is a guy part of the world of shlichus?
No.
Can I make a bracha on Asiyas Makir? Yeah. He says, I can't. Why? What is the agenda of Makir? What is its core agenda, its soul agenda? Do I care about the hammering?
No.
I care about the hammering? What do I care about? The existence of the fence. What's the obligation on me?
Make sure
to make sure it happens. Can a guy do the maisa?
Yeah.
Yes.
Will I fulfill my mitzvah when the guy does the maisa?
Yes.
Yes. And therefore, can I make a bracha even?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because it doesn't even need shliach, shlichus. Okay, we'll stop here.
Rebbe mentioned the first written earlier, so this doesn't mean they say that the mitzvah